faith 7 days a week with the finest in broadcasting anywhere around the globe. And speaking of fine broadcasting, welcome to Miss CeCe's Kitchen, where they stir up controversial issues. Good evening, Miss CeCe. You're on mute. Oops.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry about that. Hi, well, how are you?
Oh, I'm terrific. I'm terrific. I was just dealing with good. The skies out here look a little hazy due to the wildfires coming out of Canada. Now I'm in Virginia, okay? And it's come all the way down the East Coast, I think as far as North Carolina. It is crazy. It's crazy. Not as bad as it is in New York. It's just a little hazy out there, you know? And I can smell, I can smell a little smoke also.
Right, right. Well, you know, it's something because they said that there was more than one fire started, and of course it's very suspect, of course. It is, okay? But it's really weird how things are happening spontaneously, you know? And I think it's a strategic move. I can't help it. Maybe people think, and I think what's going on, I read something, because when you talk truth and when you start uncovering things, it makes you look like you're crazy and imagining things.
Mm-hmm.
And that might be a subject that we need to talk about. I know I'm crazy. Okay. It is what it is. They don't want the truth to be told.
Of course not.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Because that exposes them. Yep.
Yeah. And it makes it look like we are so paranoid, you know. I'm not paranoid. Woke. Okay. A girl stays woke. Okay. I'm just saying.
That's right. At least you know what, the term means.
Exactly. And you know what? I said, you know what? Cause I taught a lesson on that. Oh goodness. About 3 or 4 months ago before I even knew they were using that term. That's how profound this is. And I said, they always gravitate to me as far as I'm concerned. And I'm sure they're listening and watching so that they can critique what persons are saying that would allow them to be uncovered. And then they used it and they reverse it to fit their need. Okay.
Absolutely. I was talking to one of my brothers just today, maybe about an hour and a half ago. And the subject came out about this woke agenda and CRT and things like that. And they want you to think that these things are bad. And then what happens is this information trickles down to those that aren't that well educated and that can be easily manipulated, and they're making it seem like a bad word. And if you look at the, and if you look at the definition of woke, it's someone who acknowledges and recognizes, recognizes injustices in society. So what is the problem with that?
Exactly. But see, like I said, just like critical race theory, we won't get into that. And anything that's going down right now, they reverse it and make us feel like it's something evil. If you hear the phone ringing, that's me dialing.
Okay.
Mr. David, he's supposed to be joining us, but I'm glad for these.
Yeah, my computer's acting a complete.
Well, you know what? Just slap it on the side and keep it moving. I'm just messing with you. I'm messing with you.
All right, I'm going to do it now.
All righty, sir. Bye-bye. Bye.
Okay, is he going to join us?
Yes, he is.
Okay,
yes,
great. How about Sister Victoria?
She won't be joining. She has a graduation with the children today, so she's going to be really super busy, and I know that they can be a handful. So I know she's going to have to recoup from that. But anyway, she will be joining us because she went through her graduation. Now the schools, it's their last day. Because she works with children that are challenged. And so, I talked to her on yesterday. And she might pop in. I did send her the link. But if she doesn't, me and my brother from another mother is going to handle it today. Oh. And we going in. Okay?
Oh, boy. I'm sure you will. I'll just wait for him to. Log him in. So anyway, I'll step aside and let you handle it. Oh, by the way, you went solo last week and the audience enjoyed it.
Yeah. Oh, awesome. Awesome. Well, they're going to enjoy this week too. Tell them to hold on.
Okay.
Because the roller coaster is heading upstream, getting ready to go downstream and head up again. Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, hello, Media Land. Thank you, William, for dialoguing with me briefly. But thank you, Media, for hanging on in there with a girl. I'm telling you, the information that I am being I'm not going to say overwhelmed. There he is. How are you, David?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Well, we're doing good. We're doing good. And we're just getting started. We were dialoguing a little bit with William. So what I wanted to tell you, thank you, Medialand, for joining us. And the subjects that we are going, now it's really not subjects. We're just talking because I don't believe in being religious, okay, in the approach in Miss Cece's Kitchen, because we're subject just to talk about current events, old events, what have you. Now, I don't want anybody to feel bad in case you do. I can't apologize for the truth. I will not apologize.
Absolutely.
I will not apologize for whatever is being blasted that you all act like you're blind, you can't see. David, we're going to be on one in a minute, okay?
That's good. I'm ready.
And so it's not to hurt anybody, but it's to get you to get some act right and to make you understand. And we all have faults. We all have things that we must resolve. But we have some people, and my thing is what we've been working on last week. William and I were talking. I went solo, and I talked about the foster care system.
Oh, my.
Greater than, and with me being a product of two foster homes, me and my two sisters from my father's previous marriage, we were, and I'm not going to say blessed. I'll just say we were entered into foster system, and due to our parents' immaturity. And I'll say it like that. I could go in on that, but I won't. All right.
Lord.
I don't want to bash somebody who was walking in a status who was a traditional type status, learned behavior.
Yes.
Have you. And so I am very cognizant of what's going on today. And I'm very hip to what's going on today. And that's why I think, David, what disturbs me is when people try to make me shut my mouth. That's my voice. I'm going to start opening up wider and crying louder. Hello. Y'all better ask somebody. I told you I was. I said, I'm Peter's niece. Didn't I say it?
I said, absolutely. I heard you.
Peter's first cousin. Didn't I? Something like that. And then Deborah, come on. I was telling my cousin, then we're going to go right into it. I was telling my cousin and Annette, I don't know if you know Annette Cole. You remember Annette Cole?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
that's my cousin. You know that, right?
Get out of here.
She's crazy than us, okay?
Lord.
With her, okay? I told her I have to go and pray because you just make me catch a case and my mind going all crazy. But anyway. Long story short of it, but getting back to the discussion at hand, David, I was just thinking about it. And Media Land, again, I want to thank you. This is Miss Cece's Kitchen. Let me get my bearings together here because we've been going through a lot of things and a lot of things have happened. And so thank you for joining us, Media. This is Miss Cece's Kitchen. We the real. We're global network broadcasting. I call it a ministry because whenever we get together, we talk, and it may sound funny and it may sound rude or crucial or hardcore, but I believe that's what the ministry is about. I told some folks, David, that I have a heart defibrillator in my hand. Okay. The whole time.
Bring them back to life.
Some of y'all need a shock all day long.
Bring them back to life, doctor.
A shop all day long. So this is how God deals with a girl, okay? I deal with reality. Now I can talk with the upper echelon. Believe me, I am educated. I am totally educated.
Yes.
I'd rather be like Paul, come down there where you are, not belittling you at all, but coming down to the status where you're at so that you can understand what we're talking about. We've got this new age type ministry, and I'll go here, folks, in case some of you deep folks is listening. New age ministry that we want to be so politically correct in our own theories. I told you what the word theory means is that you still have it under investigation. So basically, you're not really sure about what you're talking about. Okay, I see.
Oh, help us, help us, help us.
Hey, now listen. So we're glued. I told you, controversial issue. Give me a call, 951-228-9980, and we can dialogue and in human light, amen, and in a peaceful manner. But it is what it is. And so we talk about the real issues, the good, bad, and the ugly, and we address things as it is. David, we addressed last week about the foster system.
It's yes, more ma'am.
Than me having the pleasure of being a mother to 8 foster children.
Oh, my. What a blessing. Hallelujah.
For years, I was a foster parent. And it's amazing how God uses people who've been in that predicament, I would say. Then you would better understand what the child is going through mentally.
Absolutely.
And mentally, you see. And so when we talk about abuse, David, I don't know if you have members in the church who have even disclosed some of the abuse that they've endured. First, I want you to, this is David. This is one of my co-hosts, y'all, my brother from another mother, okay? I know he looked rough, but he'd been busy, y'all, okay? Don't.
Oh, my. Yes,
don't
ma'am.
Don't
yes, ma'am.
Busy. And then my other co-host, Victoria Moody, prayerfully, she will be joining us next week. You know, this is graduation season, and she's doing her thing as well. So we're going to get on into it, and it's really a serious time in Miss Cece's kitchen because I'm not going to play with this. And those of you who are so spiritually minded, so heavenly minded, and no earthly good, hear me well, okay? Because get your head up out of the cloud.
My Lord.
Some of your children are being abused, okay? Some of your children are being kicked to the curb. Some of the children in the church are being mistreated by some of our officials. Okay, I'm not saying everybody. Let's be real. And listen, folks, the church house, and you asked me, you say, Dr. Miss Cece, you're always in the church house. Well, because the church is supposed to be a house of refuge, a house
Absolutely.
Of solitude, a house of healing. Of house of deliverance. But when you come and you find predators who have the same taste in their mouths as the world,
oh, Lord.
How are we going to help anybody? And the world is talking about us and we talking about them, and both of y'all hypocrite. Okay. All right.
Oh, help us, help us, help us, help
you know,
us.
Be real with this, right? Because I know what
yes,
I know.
Yes, ma'am.
I said it's not everybody. So don't get a girl twisted, because if it's not you, then don't bark.
If Absolutely.
Not, then don't scream. If it's not you, pray for those that are being addressed that they are doing. So
yes,
that
ma'am.
When they meet God, they will meet him with a clear conscience. Okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Tell the folks where your church is. Tell them how to get in contact with you.
So all right.
Talk to this man, and he's going to be real with it. Go ahead.
Bethany Apostolic Church of San Pedro. 1915 Pacific Avenue in the city of San Pedro. I want to commend Dr. Sims on tackling subjects that people are scared to deal with. The fact of the matter is the reason why the world is in the shape that it's in is because the church ain't saying nothing. And sometimes, let's be real with it today, sometimes we are involved. We are involved.
Yes.
And we are too embarrassed to repent and to get our first, do our first works over again. We have a forgiving God. We have a loving God.
Right.
Who loves us, and he knows that we are flawed.
Right.
But he,
right.
But he also knows that we have the ability to repent. For whatever it is we do. Right. Hallelujah. He said, right. And he's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He said that.
Exactly.
But we allow our pride. Mm-hmm. We allow our arrogance. We allow our, we've been to Bible college, and we allow our positions in the church to make us feel that we have, don't get mad at me, white privilege, that
Boom.
We can do and we can say whatever we want to do, and we can say because we have the privilege. But can I help you today?
Go ahead.
There is no seniority in God.
Ooh, that's good.
Mm-hmm. The scripture said the last shall be first and the first shall be last. What does that mean?
That means the line is going to turn. That's what it means. And those that you would last going to be at the head of the line.
You hear people say all the time, I've been in the way for 40 years. Get out the way. And so somebody can go. Y'all not going to help me today. Y'all going to get mad at me. I ain't looking for a church to preach. I got one. All right.
Whoa, come on. That's so funny.
It's important for these subjects to come up because it's going on. Yes. And we cannot bury our heads in the sand and believe that this is going on around us and we don't know anything about it.
Right.
We become complicit.
Right.
I say we become complicit.
You said it
in
right.
In other words, if you don't say nothing, it's like don't say I'm gay or whatever, all that foolishness. That's the work of the devil. If we have issues, God is there to help us to deal with those issues.
Yes.
But you have to first admit.
Yes.
No, I ain't. I'm not. You said something. It's bad when the foster parents look better than the kids. It's bad when the foster parents eat better than the kids.
Yep. Right. You're saying it good.
It's bad. It's bad when the foster mother is looking like Queen Latifah, and then the kids look like buckwheat.
Okay.
I said it.
I know you said it. I heard you.
That's not right.
Nope.
That's not. You shouldn't feel comfortable. You eating steak and lobster and all, and then you have your kids eating french fries.
Ooh,
that ain't right.
Right there. David,
you wearing Stacy.
Go ahead.
And your kids are wearing Payless. That's not right. You shouldn't even feel right doing that. Y'all ain't gonna help me today. That's all right. I'm good.
But
you shouldn't even feel right.
But you know what, David, let me tell you something. Because it's not a place of caring. It's a business. And but I'm going to go deeper than that. There is an agenda when it comes to our children. There is a demonic agenda. And I was sitting down and meditating and I'm paying attention to what's going on, but there is a demonic agenda.
My Lord.
People don't want to face, because I had my cousin laugh and I said, I need to call some of these big wig pastors out. Okay. I've got a few names on the tip of my tongue. All right. Who's flying the jets and who has the big houses with the lakes and the rivers and the streams and who's got the fancy cars and telling you they made it on their own recognizance. And that's fine. You may have started off well. Like the Bible says, you did run well, but what hindered you?
Absolutely.
The Bible said you've been carried away through your own lust of your flesh.
Come up
off of the backs of people's pain and suffering.
My.
Things. I've got judgment. I'm Deborah's niece. I told you. Deborah's on the judgment is on my tongue, and I know this. So I'm going to be cautious and careful. Okay. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid of anyone, because God's taken that fear from me. He told me not to fear your faces or what you think.
Absolutely.
It is what it is. That's what's wrong with some of us, I would say, is because you're so fearful what your neighbor or what your so-called friends and so-called twisted families and some issues may think.
Oh, help us, Father. Help us.
Smiling, but yet you are doing some damnable things. Let me get right into this, David. because last week it was very, very heavy. I was
teach the church. Teach the church.
Hitting the share button. And so I know God has given me the tongue of the learned, and I know that, okay? That's why the avenues that I was brought up or had experiences in was trying to take the knowledge from me through being through abuse, through rape, and things like that, okay? Isolation, abandonment, all of that, that a child who suffers in those areas coming up as a young woman, I suffered. I had suffered. And from time to time, I have a flashback and I have to be very, very careful. You folks don't know the damages that you're doing to children, but Satan knows exactly what he's doing.
Absolutely.
There is a total agenda. Now, I did pull some information. I'm going to go right into it. Remember that man I told you about, David, that was in there? He was talking about sexual intercourse in its entirety, and they got upset.
Absolutely. At the school board. At the school board.
They started
choking,
right? They started coughing and carrying on. But they approved this agenda without the parents' consent. I was watching something on TV. They had the LGBT. I'm going to go right with this right here because I'm hot about this. I'm angry with the LGBT and the straight parents, okay? But the LGBT, they had to put a barrier between them because they were...
Absolutely. That's right. That's right. I saw that. Yes, ma'am.
They were going to the school board who was passing the agenda for the LGBT Q community to come in and do what they're going to do with the agenda with the children. It's a travesty, and I don't have a problem with any human being. I have a problem with sin, as God does. It is
absolutely.
What it is. If God says one thing, it's an abomination, then that's what it is. You're not going to accept that regardless. I'm going to love you, but just like Jesus, he's going to love you straight to hell because that's the path that you chose. And you preachers do not preach this kind of message because you folks is doing some slipping and sliding, backstabbing.
Help us, Lord.
And you are going to be held accountable for each innocent child that's been affected by this agenda that Satan has, plaguing the churches with and plaguing folks' homes and schools. He can cause havoc because he started this process long time ago.
Long time ago. Yes,
and
ma'am.
And he started taking your authority away from your children without you even fighting back for it. That's when it started. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Magnitude. Now, there is incest involved in this travesty, which is sad that parents would have sex with their own children. You are sick,
oh,
man,
my.
Sir. You
oh,
are
yeah. Sick. It's going on. Yes, ma'am. It's happening. It's happening.
You are the worst as far as I'm concerned. You bore that child.
It's happening.
It was a blessing for you to have in the first place. In the first place. And then you're going to turn around with your sick, sad self. And you're going, fathers are going to molest their daughters, having babies with their daughters, women indulging in the same sex. And I'm going to let you listen to something which I just found an hour or so ago. And I said, now this right here is real foul. Okay. Anyway, getting right into it. I got a hold of some books. They were talking about the literature, David, that was being projected. The schools are saying, we're going to teach this without the parents' consent.
That's damnable. That's damnable.
Listen, they've got, in fact, let me dispel about, I got to make you plain understand this. And I know y'all going to be listening. The rainbow don't belong to y'all. The rainbow.
All right.
Rainbow was given,
you better teach the church. You better teach these folks.
The rainbow was given as a covenant.
Absolutely.
On this earth that he will not again destroy the earth by water.
Absolutely.
And I told
that's the book.
And I love red. I love the color red. I love this. And my grandbaby came to my house to show you how we've been so brainwashed with people stealing stuff and making it theirs. She asked me if I've ever been in a gang because I like red. I'm like, listen here. I don't see color, only God's color. Okay. I just happen to like red, scarlet, gold. This is my thing. Okay. I like some black. But because she equated with that, the blue and the red. I said, all colors came from God. It's just that people accepted the concept of a color, gravitated towards them that fit them for their specific cause.
Right? Absolutely. So absolutely.
You grab the rainbow because you want to make the color, as far as the appetites of the world, a multitude of thoughts. Okay, let's get real with this. Of desires. And you sanction it with that rainbow.
My Lord.
Back. The rainbow belongs to God, and it belongs to
absolutely.
God. And it belongs absolutely. To us based on the covenant. You can't make no covenant with me. Okay? I do not accept your covenant. Okay?
Absolutely.
Period. And those of you who are accepting that covenant, you better get on your face and ask God to forgive you, because that is wrong. You are co-signing the ills that are being projected. I heard Victoria said something last week. She said, now they want to put LGBTQP on the back of the
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
Let me tell you what's going on in the schools. You are grooming our children to be sexually assaulted by these sick demons infested people.
It's amazing. It's amazing, Doc. For the people of color, we are addicts, but when it comes to the other race, they have a sickness and disease.
Isn't that something? Come on.
the opioids are sickness and disease, but crack was for criminals. Now you can't have it both ways. You can't have it both ways. We they've taken advantage of us in the sense that they have decided that they are going to ride on the coattails of civil rights. I was born black. I wasn't born gay.
Come on. Yep.
I wasn't born a pedophile.
Yep.
Huh? But you wanted, well, they messing with y'all. They just messing with y'all like they messing with us. The devil is a liar.
We
can't, as the saints of God, we cannot buy into the foolishness that the devil is trying to play on us. He's been playing us like a broke fiddle. And we can't buy into that foolishness. I feel so bad. You were blessed. You were blessed. You came through it. You came through the foster system. You came through, the Lord blessed you. Mm-hmm. But there are some kids, some children that are messed up from the flow up.
Well, David, that's why, and I think at one time I thought I was delusional. And the reason why, I was so busy studying the reason why the individual, what made them tick like that? You understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Why would they want to turn and hurt me as a child? Why would they want to project their ill will on me when I was supposed to be protected from what I was told?
Absolutely. Okay? Well, hurt people, right?
Oh, for sure. Oh, no, I know that now. But that was my thing. And then,
yes, that was your thinking at the time. Yes.
At that young age, I was thinking, oh my goodness, maybe they're hurting, something happened, or you know, and I would cry, of course. But my only outlet, let me tell you what I used to do as a young girl. I knew there was a God, but I didn't learn of him at that time.
Yes,
I was
ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
But I know to look up at the stars. Them stars was held up there by somebody. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
and
ma'am.
And I didn't know how to pray. And I remember, as a young girl, I used to sneak outside, and I used to feel closer to God by going outside. I found my peace there, and I would go out in the yard and just kneel down. I didn't know how to pray, but I would look up and I said, if anybody's there, I'm here, you see. And so that was my thing. And one of the, I would share this, a poem that I wrote in my thesis. Can anybody hear my inner cry?
Wow. You know? Wow,
even
though
I was going to church, I was doing this, you know, and trying to do right at home and things like that. And I said, but it should be that you should be able to feel my pain. You said you're supposed to experience when I laugh, you're supposed to laugh. When I cry, when I feel. And those are the things. But I didn't see that. And I'm in the spirit room. I'm raising my hand. Okay. And it's like, can you see me? Okay.
Yeah.
Don't you feel my cry? Can't you feel the degrees of the level of pain that I'm experiencing on the inside? Nothing seems to redirect that to give me joy. And I'm watching you shout. I'm watching you, you know, do your thing. But you are the same person who afflicted pain on me.
Yes, yes. I remember I preached a sermon one time, Tears of a Clown.
Ooh, that's good. I love that. Come on. Might have to take that.
It speaks to exactly what you just said. I'm not able to express my pain.
Yeah.
Because I'm watching you dance and shout after you have inflicted me.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm thoroughly confused as to, is this how God works?
Yeah.
Is this what I get if I surrender my life to Jesus?
Mm.
Will I turn out the same way? I'm telling you, this is a Pandora's box.
Listen, let me share this with you. I believe in my rationale, and I could be corrected. In my rationale, I believe that society has made it so that both parents have to be out of the house and working. They have to be so busy in trying to provide.
Absolutely.
And the greedy gets greedier. Of course it is. And some are very legitimate. They have to work 2 and 3 jobs. So therefore, the child is left alone to basically fend for themselves. Now, you may think you're leaving them with a loving family member. And when I say family members, because you have some sick souls in your family. Okay.
Absolutely.
We may have the same last name, but that don't mean you straight, baby. It is what, okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. Because it's in some of our homes that
ma'am.
They do not want to address. And that's why this hell keeps going on. And so when I think about it, then to our schools are indoctrinating our children. And what I feel about indoctrinating, they are preparing our children for pedophiles. Okay, I'll say that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
They are preparing our children to be sexually abused and they call it okay. Okay. Because that's what they get in their mind. I saw a child. I was quite disturbed. He looked like he was all about 4 or 5 years old and says, I'm a girl. They told me, they said, where did you learn that you were a girl? I learned I was a girl in school and I can't wait for my mom to dress me in dresses.
Oh,
I saw an Afro-American girl, just had a baby. I think the baby was all about 2 months. The LGBT have their, they got these insignias in the stores where they put in this monologue on clothing. To identify with that society. I'm going to say it because I'm putting y'all separate. Society. And so they shut down Targets. I mean, the lady, she said, look at this and everything in babies. So they're putting labels on that. And a young girl bought something, a little onesie for her baby. And she held up the baby. She says, please be gay. It was a male child. Please be gay. Look at my baby is gay. My baby is gay. She said, well, you may not be gay now, but please be gay. So you can speak something into existence.
Absolutely.
You
Absolutely.
Have to be careful.
Absolutely.
What bug you putting in your children? Well, you better go and check the schools out because they're putting the big bugs in their ear. Let me go to a book that says it's perfectly normal. And it's by Robbie Harris. Let me go to it because it's very explicit on what this woman is doing. I started to go to the country, neighborhood, but I didn't. I have to be cool with this because, people be trying to take you to court for misappropriating their name, but this is not misappropriation. This is a book that you have on Amazon, ma'am. Okay. It's Robbie Harris, and this is the book that they're teaching in school. And it's talking about sexuality. I know that we went to school and we learned sexuality, and it was kind of embarrassing to me too, but you learned about it, okay? But baby, what they're putting out now is off the chart. I'm telling you. They're showing genitals in this book. In fact, I'm going to have it. So in case you come back, and now they have it, birth certificates, they have male and female, and then they have another one, don't know. Okay. Hello. All right. So the next one are no transgender, no gender. Okay. Now I'm flowing on down when it says people have children, you know, they have sexual intercourse to have babies. Now, how come they have pictures on there? They have a woman who's on top of a man. Going down to the next picture, they have two women who are straddling each other. Going down to the next picture, they have two men in the bed, and he's coming from the backside through his behind. Okay, so this is very explicit. This is the stuff that they are sharing in our schools. These are books that have been published. I'm going to order all of them so you can't lie and say you didn't. It is, it's perfectly normal. That's not normal. I don't care what you say. That is not normal. And then talking about how the women to women get aroused. Let me tell you something. Can't no woman do nothing for me. Not even.
I know that's right.
Okay.
I know that's right.
That way, my boat don't float in that ocean. Never, I don't.
Hallelujah.
I've been through. I know right from wrong. And listen, folks, most of them, when I read this little documentation about the children who were in foster parenting, most of them turn the way they turn because of the abuse that they have endured from the opposite gender. So they turn to their gender thinking that their gender will give them the peace, the love that they so richly deserve. But that is demonically designed.
It's demonic. Okay? It's an abomination. Demonic.
There is an agenda for this. Now, you tell me I can't talk against you, but you want to go and proselyte our children. You want to go and proselyte married men. I saw one man says, have you ever been with a gay man? Now, listen, folks, don't get me wrong. I love God's people. That's you included. That's everybody. But deeds I hate, okay, when it's been proven that it is the opposite of what God requires. He said,
absolutely.
Male and female. That is word. And God was not gay, nor was God a whore. Okay. I'm just being real with this right here.
Absolutely.
Okay? It is what it is. And so listen, does Miss Cece suffer behind this kind of teaching? I do. I really do. But somebody got to tell it. Somebody has got to stand and tell the truth so that people will not be misguided. That's why the world is in this hellish mess. David, what say ye?
Well, why are they so eager in trying to push me away from my heterosexual way of living?
It's an agenda.
Why are you pushing me so hard? Huh? It doesn't make sense to me. If you don't like this lifestyle, live your life. Live your best life.
Go buy you an island. Okay? Go buy an
island. Don't bother me. Don't bother my children. Leave my children alone. Because the crazy thing about it is our children are like sponges. They absorb everything, and that's why the enemy is starting us so early in the kindergarten, in the Head Start. If they can plant a seed in the minds of these children, hallelujah.
That's it.
Then the seed is going to grow. Yes. It's going to grow.
Yes.
And children will be confused as to what lifestyle should I be a part of?
Well, now listen at this. When we talk about foster care, because this is copulated with both of them, because we have where children are being taken out of the home. They could be taken out of the home just acquiring a scratch.
I know that's right.
They got the scratch from. They could have been outside getting a scratch.
Absolutely. I know you're absolutely right. Yes, ma'am.
The teacher will call Child Protective Services and says, well, I see the child looks like he's been abused. And he just got a scratch from natural play. But what they do is we have to be under investigation while you're under investigation. We have to take the child from the home. Okay?
I have a member who disciplined her child. The services came to the school and arrested the child in front of the mother.
Oh my.
How traumatic is that? and told the mother that she could not go back home with her children. So that means she had to find a place to live outside of her home because she was not able to discipline her children.
Oh, they will do that.
That's what society is moving to. They're taking corporal punishment away from you, but it's all right for them to use corporal punishment on you.
They will beat your tail and beat you and shoot you, okay? I had one parent say, and then I'm going to get to the statistics here. One parent said the child was acting up, and it was a female child, and male police officers came, and they said, well, we're going to check your child out. She was in the room. She said, like, hell, you will. You a man. That's a female child.
Absolutely.
And I'm behind. And if you come in there and think you're going to touch her and get me a female up in here. That's what she told
me. Get out of here. That should be protocol.
Listen.
My Lord.
We've got sick people in all facets of life. It's a pandemic. It is just
now
they've gone comfortably to the point where there's, and I'm going to say this, my opinion, that they're so lawless with it. And the reason why is because it's in the White House to the outhouse.
Absolutely.
The law now is for the lawless.
Absolutely. That's the scripture. That's the book.
It is what it is, people. Okay.
It's the book.
If I were to, a man come in, I saw something, the man was defending himself. He was breaking in his house. They arrested him for shooting off his gun. And the man was coming in, breaking in his house and was in the house. And they arrested him for defending himself. I'm like,
man, the devil is a liar. My Lord.
Let me get to these statistics. There is approximately 29% of the youth without housing between the age of 13 and 25 has spent time in foster care. The numbers are
my lord.
An estimated 50% of foster youth in the United States who reunified with prior caregivers, often family, okay, and ultimately becomes homeless, said they were subject to repeated abuse and or neglect.
My Lord.
Okay. 61% of former foster youth experiencing homelessness are likely to be incarcerated compared to 46% of homeless youth who had never been in the child welfare system.
My.
Comparatively, 48% of former foster youth who are homeless are likely to be in the school and are enjoying employed. You have some who were successful. I'm one of the success stories. I would say what I said.
What a blessing. Hallelujah.
Homeless youth who are not placed in foster care. 28% of homeless foster youth identify as LGBTQ. So that is a breeding pot for the vulnerable who have been in these foster situations, who have suffered abuse. That is a breeding pot for demonic demon regiments to clue them and says, well, baby, since it didn't work that side, and don't think they ain't lurking and looking and waiting, baby.
Oh, they are you kidding me? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Listen, and I'm going to tell you the truth here. I'm telling you that subject came into my spirit talking. And I had to say, well, wait, hold up for a minute.
Help us, doctor.
I'm telling you, I'm not made for that. In fact, it was repulsive to me. I had somebody come after me when I was in high school. A girl backed me up into the corner, but I was the right one. Okay, I'm from the ghetto. Okay, Nicholson Gardens up there. Yes, maybe.
Oh, my.
A weapon. Then my eyes were shifting, and I pulled up scissors. I said, I will cut your heart out. I literally cut your heart out if you even look on me. I sent that girl home crying. I don't know. I'm not a freak. I don't do that. That's not me. Okay. But here's what the devil will try any and everything to see if you bite the bait. But where are I'm still saying, where are the ones who want to preach me to hell? Tell me about the love of God. Tell me about the peace of God. But yet there's no restoration. There is no healing. You don't even address it these days. Okay?
No.
Because a lot of you are found in this situation.
Absolutely. Okay? Absolutely.
You are doing some ill work. There's 28% of homeless that, like I said, are identified as, because they've been fed that. And now it is a plague that's going out there. That now the younger the better. I had heard a woman on the news. Y'all better open up your eyes. Stay woke. Get woke. She said, I wish they would have had this at 3 years old. Because at 3 years old, they know when they're gay. I said, you are a cockeyed lie.
Oh, my.
On television. You are it may be introduced as a child. Somebody rubbing on it. This young man said it starts with the rub. It starts.
Yes.
You're going to make it a medical examination that this is the analogy. This is the outcome. And somebody said they are born like that. You are a born lie.
Well, my thing is, and I teach at the church, I say, you don't know your name until your mama tell you. So how you know you gay? You can't even spell gay. I said, okay. You say you're gay. You said you was born that way. That's why the Bible said you need to be born again.
Let me share this with you. Our time is going. We gonna, this is a heavy subject. And like I said, we're going to be on this for some time, but
David, good.
Because I used to, and I'll share this. I used to take care of my siblings, and you could tell when they are inquisitive. Of course, everybody's inquisitive because at that age, you're learning.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
He looked different. She knew he looked different. Okay. And I was there to direct them. No, we don't do that. Okay. That's your brother. And I said, mommy, and I forget all of what I've taught them.
Yes,
but they
of course.
Recognized that and they stopped it. You understand what I mean?
Absolutely.
I was brutal. I was a mom who was teaching. I'll say that. My daughter had somebody expose himself to her on the bus. Okay. I learned my children's behavior. When she got quiet and went to her room, that was a subject. Like they said, they can have abuse without touch.
People
will show them things and will wreck their little minds because they're not ready to handle. I was reading
that. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Mothers are doing that to their sons without even sexually interacting with them, but they're abusing them and sexually having incest with them through atmospheric changes.
Oh my.
This thing is heavy. Let me let you all listen to this real quick. Okay, here we go.
My parents forced me to have sex.
Yes, ma'am.
When I was 11 years old to 13. The first time that Jim tried to have sex with me, I actually was not able. Justine was there. They tried progression of things that might ease the pain. Justine had even suggested alcohol.
Justine is her mama.
Afterwards, it was a normal night, dessert, brush my teeth, and bedtime. Justine would show me how good sex could feel by having sex with my father in front of me. The present. That was one of the rules. She would give me tips. She took me into the bathroom to teach me how to French kiss. In order to do that, she kissed me. Jim would have Justine and I both have sex with them, both on and off of camera. Justine looked like she was enjoying it and encouraged me to enjoy sex. If I wasn't enjoying it, the camera could tell. As long as I didn't say anything to anyone, they would buy me different things, games, trampoline, constantly reward me with things that I wanted. Jim and Justine would threaten that if I talked about any of this to anyone, I would never see the house or my dogs, my trampoline ever again. They were child molesting, bad parents. I hated them. I loathed them.
Folks, those were her parents.
Oh,
she said she was a nightly dessert. Listen, I needed you to hear this because y'all think, some of y'all think I'm twisted and talking on this. I was telling David, I said, you know, they make you, no, I was telling William, they make you feel like you are losing your mind. They want people to think that you're crazy when you bring these things up. They want you to make you think that I'm paranoid. I'm not paranoid, baby. I'm mad.
Absolutely.
I'm mad.
Absolutely.
I'm going to say it again. I'm mad as hell.
I ain't mad at you. They are, but I ain't.
and
it
like
don't,
I said,
but it don't make sense for me to go through hell and then go to hell. You boom. Keep doing the stuff you're doing, you going to hell.
That part.
Why would you do that child like that?
I got something.
You have a
else
wife.
I need you to listen to this. Well, she's sick.
My.
It started by coming in and massaging my leg. And then maybe the next time was my leg in my private area. My earliest memories around the age of 4. Eventually, our mother started having sex with us also. We went from being sexual slaves at home to going to church and being pimped to pastors. Our father, his role was an evangelist. He preached in different churches like every Sunday, every other Sunday, or whoever invited. So we would travel with him to these churches. He would either offer us to be molested, be sexually abused by the pastor of his church, either before, after, or during service at some point. Well, the abuse for me went on from the age of 4 up until the age of 12 or 13. The hardest thing now is learning to forgive. And if you're still in that situation, you need to find a way to get out. You started
okay
by coming in and massaging my...
Turn it up. You hear what he said? This is a man.
That don't make no sense.
Him and his sister, and it started at 4 years of age. They were prostitutes. This was a pastor and his wife prostituting their children. He said it would happen during church, after, or before. People, these people not talking out of the side of their mind. They are now making us, they are being made aware that you can share your story.
I feel so bad. But this is how the Roman Empire was destroyed.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And so that tells me that the United States is going to be destroyed just like that. And the only reason why we're still here is because there are still some folk that believe in God and folks
and
still
praying. They are praying.
If the saints wasn't praying.
Ooh, come on.
This place, you think it's bad now. Wait till the church is gone. and we are not in the dispensation of grace when God's going to take his foot off the devil's neck.
Come on here.
This is damnable.
That it is.
That have relations with your children is damnable.
That it is.
And any person that can do that, there's something mentally wrong with you.
Yep.
And do it with regularity. She said it was dessert.
That's right.
She said it was dessert. You know what? Stuff like
more,
that lets you speak.
I have more for y'all.
Bring it, because they need to hear it. Bring it.
Listen, God has me in a passion, and I tell people this gift I got, and I'm giving God his props here, his praise. It is such a heaviness on my heart because people want to get paid for what they call so-called counseling and using psychology and all this kind of stuff. But my gift was given to me freely. And I'm not trying to make money off of counsel. The Lord had me going this way because I can reach. Hello.
Hallelujah.
And when I was working, there are folks talking about, where's your church at? We will come to your church, okay? Because you have a spirit of caring. Clients snotting and crying, men and women. You have to have a heart for this, okay?
You better. You better. You better.
I realize by the grace of God, I still could. I will be. I could have been, okay? And like I said, people take it like I should have been cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Well, all of the crap that this girl, and then to I have people, don't tell your story. This is not your story for you to sit on the sideline, suck on your bottom lip and tell me not to tell my story. Who do you think you are?
That's they what don't understand, nor do they. They don't understand the thousands and thousands of people that are being helped by you telling your story. There are people that won't say nothing because they're scared of retribution. They're scared of being talked about. They're scared. They won't tell their pastor because their pastor might be doing the same thing.
Well, not only their pastor use vulnerability. They use, I know this for a fact, pastors will find out your vulnerable space, but those pastors are sick too, okay? They haven't been redeemed. Like I said, the devil's in all facets of life. He sent his regiments in there. That's why you got to know who labor among you. You better know who's who up in there. And you better get spiritually discerned and not be blinded by flesh. My thing is this, is that we have to tell so that there's going to be deliverance. We have
absolutely
to tell.
Absolutely.
If you look at the what's going on in the world, I've sat there and I questioned God. I said, and let me tell you how Satan is messing with men's minds. God, is this what you made us about? Lord, is this what you? Satan will have you second guessing.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
And that's the design so that his son of perdition, the Antichrist, can come in and you can exalt him because he is coming, folks. That's why the hellish stuff is so messy right now. You can't trust this one. You can't trust it. That's why the Lord said, put no confidence in flesh, period. Be careful what you gravitate to. Be careful who you sleep with.
Who? You better say that one again.
Be careful who you sleep with.
Absolutely. Okay? Because demons are transferable.
Hey now, some folks
demons are transferable.
Some folks got a freeway going.
Okay, let me get graphic. The semen will carry spirits in you. And you'll be scratching your head. Why am I feeling this way? Because of the transference of spirits. The Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We wrestle against spirits.
David.
The spirit of good and the spirit of evil. David. And if you're not careful.
Go ahead.
You will be infected like the virus.
And you pass it on to another generation in your house.
Absolutely.
That's why so
absolutely.
Many, and you have to close after that. That's why so many are on drugs. That's why so many have problems in their flesh. That's why
teach
so
the
many
church. Hallelujah. Sick.
That's why so many are alcoholics, on drugs. I looked in Philadelphia. They're on this zombie kind of medicine. They're just hanging over. They have no life. The life has been sapped out of them. Okay, but we have life. Those of us that have life, we're supposed to give the life as God has given to us. And that's through the knowledge of his word. David, I cannot. We always say, and I honor family programs. I do. But babies, let me tell y'all something real quick. Those of you that's complaining on the sideline, talking about this is a family show. And I'm not talking about here. Don't get me twisted. But all of y'all that's sitting at homes and watching all this paranormal stuff coming through, mind-boggling stuff. You having them sit there watching graph sex. You have your kids sitting there, and then to you doing stuff yourself, and you have company over, people touching your children, and then to your conversation is graphic, and then the school is more graphic than you are in your house. Where is the cutoff line?
Oh, my.
You want to get mad at me for coming with the real. I'm going to continue to come with the real because
absolutely.
I am hellish mad. That's fire mad, y'all, in case you didn't catch it.
My. Hottest fish grease.
Anyway, let me calm myself down so I can eat my dinner. Anyway, we're glad that you joined us. You can find us on studiowbuzz.com. Go on over and subscribe come on in and join us and then give us your viewpoints because I want to see your dialogue. Okay. Don't be scared. Come on in. The more we share our voices, I think the better it's going to be when we address it. And then too, you can find us on LinkedIn. You can find us on Spotify. You can find us on Twitter, on Studio W Buzz. You can also find us on Alexa. Tell Alexa, Alexa, play Studio W Buzz. She would cue it up and then you could hear us live. We're also on Miss Cece, Walk in Victory Ministry. We record it there on Miss Cece's Kitchen. It's over there in the group setting. You can find us everywhere. Somebody's got to tell the truth. Come on out, get your head up out the sand and get bold enough to tell the truth. William, take it away.
Yeah, well, you're not holding back, are you? No. David, I think she's a little fired up. She's fired up.
Well, you know what? That's a subject to be fired up about.
Well, I understand that. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much. Enjoyed the program. I enjoy each and every one of your programs. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to hear more of this, you can go to the website. In about 24 hours or so, just go to archive shows, type in Miss Cece's Kitchen, and you'll get it all. There are several episodes there. We're also available on LinkedIn and Spotify during our regular broadcasts. You can also, and even afterwards, you can go to Facebook. We're located on LinkedIn and Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Absolutely. And also, stay tuned to Studio W Buzz, Studio W, your global radio network, and tell your friends to go to the website and type in or Google studiow.buzz. You can hear us anywhere around the world and along with our free apps.